World oil prices have been falling in recent months, but Southeast Alaska Native leaders say reducing villages' dependence on diesel fuel is still an urgent priority. As KTOO's John Ryan reports, the Southeast Alaska Native Summit is now underway in Juneau, and the focus is renewable energy.
About 100 Native leaders and energy experts are meeting in Juneau's Alaska Native Brotherhood Hall. Tlingit Haida Central Council President Bill Martin says without affordable energy, there can be no economic development for Native communities. Senator Albert Kukesh of Angoon says this year's cash rebates from the state provided only temporary relief to a long-term problem. The $1,200 resource rebates also bypassed any Alaskans who did not qualify for a permanent fund dividend.
Even though the barrel of oil has dropped right now, we're below $60 a gallon, it'll go up again. There's going to be a need for fossil fuels, and it's going to go up. We need to get to a point where we're all on hydro in Southeast Alaska.
Kukesh says high energy costs have forced people to move away from their villages. Several Native leaders say this year's unusually large permanent fund dividend, with the added $1,200 rebate, has cut both ways for Native villages. The cash infusion helped some people keep the lights on. It also enabled some villagers to leave their villages for better economic prospects elsewhere. Terry Peel is a carver and retired commercial fisherman from Heidelberg.
My daughter took her and her children, and off to Hawaii they went. And I'm saying, oh my goodness, you know, I don't want to see my family out in Hawaii. I want them to find ways to fix things in the community and say, you know, there's other ways we can do this.
Peel says fuel prices haven't gone down at all for people in Heidelberg, despite the drop in prices elsewhere. The state of Alaska is currently evaluating 230 applications from local governments and utilities to develop local renewable energy. But new hydropower plants or wind farms would take years to develop. Russell Heath of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council told the summit that improving energy efficiency is the fastest way to lower energy costs. For more immediate assistance, the Sea Alaska Native Corporation has expanded its free firewood program to include both shareholders and anyone else living in affected villages. The Southeast Alaska Native Summit continues through Friday and is open to the public. In Juneau, I'm John Ryan.